Live from NPR News, I'm Jack Spear. Several prominent Republicans are dismissing President Trump's statement that he may not accept the results of the November election if he loses. As Mike Dan from member station DBH reports, the Republican governor of Massachusetts did not mince words when addressing the president's remarks.
Governor Charlie Baker has long distanced himself from the president, but he bristled when responding to a question about the president's statement that, quote, we're going to have to see if there will be a peaceful transfer of power should he lose the November election. Baker did not hold back.
It is appalling and outrageous that anyone would suggest for a minute that if they lose an election, they're not going to leave.
Baker called the peaceful transfer of power based on the vote of the people a fundamental aspect of America's strength. Trump's spokesperson now says the president would accept, quote, a free and fair election. For NPR News, I'm Mike Dean.
After a night of violence, authorities in Louisville are pleading for calm. The call comes after angry protests over the charging decision in the Breonna Taylor case and last night's shooting and wounding of two police officers. The round of demonstrations there erupted after a grand jury declined to bring criminal charges against any of the three officers specifically for their role in Taylor's death. The young black woman was shot multiple times when police executed a warrant at her apartment back in March. A grand jury found the officers could not be criminally charged for returning fire after Taylor's boyfriend shot at them. Louisville Mayor Greg Fisher has called for calm. FBI Director Christopher Wray testified before a Senate committee today. As NPR's Ryan Lucas explains, Wray was asked about potential voter fraud as millions of Americans prepare to cast their ballots in the upcoming election by mail.
Wray says historically there has not been any kind of coordinated national voter fraud effort in a major election by mail or otherwise. And he says it would also be an incredibly difficult thing to try to pull off.
Certainly to change a federal election outcome by mounting that kind of fraud at scale would be a major challenge for an adversary.
In his comments to the Senate Homeland Security Committee, the FBI director assured lawmakers that the Bureau is on alert for any such issues ahead of the November election. Wray's testimony comes as the president and the attorney general continue to make claims about vote-by-mail fraud that experts say are false and misleading. Ryan Lucas, NPR News, Washington.
Even as the number of people filing initial jobless claims as a result of the coronavirus pandemic remains high, many are facing another hurdle. Some states, in an effort to deal with possible fraud, are delaying or disrupting payments, meaning people who need help may have to wait. California says it's waiting 2 weeks to start processing new applications. Other states like Pennsylvania say 10,000 prison inmates were found to improperly be getting aid. On Wall Street today, stocks closed higher. The Dow up 52 points. The Nasdaq rose 39 points today. You're listening to NPR. Amazon is launching a new line of home security cameras equipped with drones. NPR's Alina Selyuk reports the company's pitching it as a roaming security camera.
Amazon is launching a barrage of new products, and cameras were one of the biggest themes, painting a future where people are always able to remotely monitor live feeds from their homes and vehicles. The most unexpected news was the flying camera for inside your residence. It's named Always Home Cam. Amazon says it's a way to check if you left the stove on or windows open, essentially a drone trained to film while gliding through the house on a preset route. Amazon has also taught its voice assistant Alexa to read books to kids or alert when a baby's crying, and it redesigned its Echo smart speakers into a sphere with a clock for the bedroom or styled as a tiger or a panda for children. Alina Selyuk, NPR News.
Social media company Facebook says a long-awaited oversight board that will determine whether specific content is allowed on its platform will begin its work next month. Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg announced 2 years ago he was setting up the quasi-independent board. Following criticism, the company was not moving quickly enough to remove misinformation, hate-mongering, and other objectionable material from its site. The board will rule on thorny questions such as what constitutes hate speech. Plans for the board to begin reviewing appeals from users by mid to late October. On Wall Street today, crude oil futures prices hit their highest level in a week amid some optimism over a new coronavirus stimulus measure moving ahead. Oil up 38 cents a barrel to $40.31 a barrel in New York. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News.